Cameron Martin on one.
Mr. President, how are you feeling?
Pretty good. You lending any money?
Yeah, some.
I read in the paper where you were getting pretty loose with your money.
Well, we're a little bit looser than we've been, but not very much.
How much are you for a tax bill?
Sir?
How do you feel about a tax bill?
I haven't changed my mind, any, Mr. President. I think that you'd be wise to recommend it. I think it might be well to wait until after the first of the year now, because there are a lot of easing signs of the economy softening. But I think that unless you're absolutely certain that you're not going to have any further Vietnam expenditures, that they're really going to continue to go down, I think this is going to be a temporary lull that's been brought about by the fact that we've been doing everything we can, including all the work you put in to getting these businessmen to cut back on their expenditures in the spring and summer. And it seems to me that the lull is here and that this is a good thing, and that as a calculated risk that we're going to have an administrative budget deficit and a cash budget deficit and a national income accounts budget deficit, and we really ought to consider not alone the stimulating or the restraining of the economy, but also the budgetary aspect of paying our bills. That this is an element. And I also think we ought to be working toward easier money policy, which I think would be much more feasible with this sort of thing.
Let me ask you, how is your end of the day today, 6 o'clock or 5:30?
I'm at your service.
Why don't we plan to get together then about 5:30? I want to sit down with you and McNamara, I believe. Maybe Gardner, but just two or three of us. I just want to sit around. I want to give you some realistic figures as I see them.
All right.
Because I have very much the same feeling you have. That's my hunch. It's not an informed feeling, but as well as yours, because you've been closer in touch with it. But here are two figures I'd like you to think of. I'd like you to think of a 68 defense figure this year. That's between now and June 30th. Compared to 58 that we went up with. I'd like for you to think overall of 129 this year. And I would guess a revenue, this thing's slipping pretty quick to me, but it looks to me like a revenue of, I would put it over 116. They had it up to 118.7, and they got it down to 117, and now they got to 116. And I think that we'll be able to sell a little more securities. I hope we will, early part of the year, but I think we damn sure need to, because my judgment is it could be below 116. But just put 116 revenue as a fairly speculative, and it'd be on the high side, and put 128.29 total, so that gives you 12 or 13. Then next year, just hit 140 as close as you can, of which 75 will be defense. He's 74, 8 or 9 this morning. I haven't decided on the anti-missile missile, and I'm not defending this country from any Soviet missiles at all. And they are deploying theirs already, and I don't believe that politically you can live in this country if people think you won't, you don't make any plans to defend them.
Right.
And I think, furthermore, we've got four arguments, all of which McNamara is against, and all of which cost money, but some of which may have some merit. One of us a little bit is a man bomber. I have some little sympathy for keep at least trying, experiment in that field, improving it a little. The Air Force feels it very deeply. The other is a little increase in the Army. They feel that pretty strongly. He's against both of them. But without all of them, just assuming he wins on all of them, and I don't grant the appeal on any of the five, which I spent a day listening to, and all of which have some merit.
Right.
It's going to be right at 75. It's 74.89 today. And so if you take 75 and, well, that gives you roughly six or seven, we'll say seven over this year. So that would bring you 129 up to 136 next year. Then you've got two in agriculture you can't avoid with your crop guarantees. That's 138. You've roughly got $1 billion in HUD and one in HEW, assuming you have an easier market for housing. If you don't, they'll put a lot more on to you. But you've got $2 billion there. That's 140. You got $500 million extra on interest. It's 140 and a half. And if you, my guess is you'll probably have a half million more on cities and poverty if we're not careful the way they're going. They're wanting billions more, but that could come. But I would say if we're prudent and careful, you better figure on 120 next year in revenue and 140 in expenditures. And the 120, I'd say it's not out of the realm of reason. It could be 130 this year and 115. So I don't see anything we can do except try to have a tax bill, try to sell some more securities, try to have a little stimulant, a little easier money if we can get all those three things. And I'm afraid we're going to have to do it before everybody gets against it. Wilbur Mills against it. He's always been against it. He's against it all last year. Russell Long's against it. George Smathers against it. Bass Hartke's against it. Jerry Ford's 100% against it. All of them. And I'm afraid if we don't try to at least go to giving some of these arguments, that we just never will get it. And I damned if I think you can send a message up there with a 12, 15 billion deficit and then a 20 billion deficit next year. I just don't think, not with a 790, 85 or 90 gross national products. You can't pay it now when you'll ever pay it. So you think about these figures. Now, you can take it pretty well as firm from me that it won't miss 140 much. I've told them at the ranch, they didn't publish it, but I told them somewhere between 137 and 140. And I think it's going to be over instead of under. That's my guess. That's number one. I can be wrong now, 2 or 3 billion. I'm not trying to educate you or kid you. I'm just guessing. And if you guess you're going to spend $140 on a nightclub, you can miss it $2 or $3 mighty easy with a tip. But I would guess this year 128 to 9. And then you can guess your revenues. You know them better than I do. You look at their most recent estimates. But the one they gave me this morning is 116 to 120.
All right, fine.
And then you come over here at 5:30 and we'll get Bob McNamara and we'll argue around and check it with him and see what he says. And let's keep it as quiet as we can. And let's just, as a little Jewish boy says, let's do some deep praying and heavy thinking.
All right, fine, sir. I'll be there.
All right.
Right.